Grand Rising, this is Sacred Station, and you are tuning in with Cab 229. You are now driving the cab.
Yeah, get a little girl, drop that ass up. I pick it up, girl. I drop that ass, girl. I pick it up, girl. That ass, girl. I pick it up, 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 not drop it, not pick it up.
This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. This is why you come to knock it on. Shake that ass. All I wanna see is
drop, drop. Drop, 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 drop,
drop, drop,
drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop, drop it low, drop it low,
girl. Drop it low.
All
I wanna see is drop,
drop.
All I wanna see is drop,
drop.
All I wanna see is
drop, drop.
What time it is? What time it is? What time it is? What time it is? We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. No. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. No.
Why you gonna go get up?
We don't give a fuck. No.
Why you gonna go get up?
Shake that ass.
This is why you gonna knock it on.
Shake that ass.
1, 2, 3. Hey, hush that buzz.
Everybody move to the back of the buzz.
Hey,
hush that buzz.
Everybody move to the back of the buzz.
I drop it low.
This is why you come to knock it low. This is why you come to knock it low.
This is why you come to knock it low.
This is why you come to knock it low.
1, 2, 3.
Simple bat, anything with motherfucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out like we Ali. I'm a name, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. See, back, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Niggas talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us. They can't fuck with me, nah, they can't fuck with us. Nigga wanna talk shit, put them in the truck. I don't give a fuck, bitch, you know I'm going, bitch. And every day, bitch, I'm living rich, I'm in this shit. Be my damn mama, I don't give a fuck. Take care of shit just like I'm supposed to. Nigga talk shit, I got a lot of attitude. Motherfucker, put your ass in the zoo. Bounce back, and I bounce back, bitch. And I'm going all day with my fucking kin. Fuck with him, you can get the drama. I ain't playing, motherfucker, bitch, I show you drama. Better ask your mama. Going in up in the bitch, and I don't give a fuck. Top shit, bitch, I'ma hit you up. Real shit, I don't give a fuck. Simple bad ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out like we Ali. Going in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silver back, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Nigga talk shit, bitch, they can't fuck with us. And I do this shit about every night. Tryna do this shit and live right. Got drama coming in my back to back. Don't give a fuck, together yet. Hold back. Up in the car when I hit the right. See a nigga 130 when we do the night. You already know how it fucking go. Pop a bottle, fuck a goddamn hoe, kick her in a rope. Going in about every day and every fucking night. Nigga talk shit, I pop a shit just like a Sprite. In the fucking hood, going in about every day. Nigga talk shit, slap that bitch up in the face. AK-47 with the clip, dirty mag. Hit that nigga in the face, try to play me like a bag. I don't give a fuck, bitch, I'm going thin, spinning like a pass. I don't give a fuck, little nigga, I Simba back, ENT, we the fucking greatest, huh? Bitch, you knock your ass out, like we Ali. Going in, motherfucker, you can't fuck with us. Never that, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Take it back, little bitch, you can't fuck with us. Silverback, ENT, we the fucking greatest. Nigga talk shit, bitch, they can fuck with us.
You can look as good as you want to look, but that don't mean I want to freak you. Like, you fine. But I don't know if I can go through with the process. But also, if we gonna be honest, you know, you don't even, because people who get raped and molested can have an orgasm because it's the body's natural reaction. You know, so right. It's not always a sexual thing. Like, I think sometimes people hear about women being raped or people being raped and they orgasm, a climax, or if a man is on hard. Sometimes it just, that's the body doing what the body does. You know, even after people die, some people become erect or you have bowel movements. You know what I'm saying? Or brain movements. So,
shit's still gonna happen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I never really seen sex as a casual thing because it leads to soul ties and children and you put your health at risk as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never really understood. So do you think sex is a casual thing or can be casual? Like, do you...
As a man,
mm-hmm.
So here's a little backstory about myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I lost my kids, got taken from me when I was 20 years old. My kid's mother took off and ran off with them. So I've been looking for them for the last 10 years, right?
That shit fucked up.
So,
I hate when I hear shit like that. Ooh, I be wanna fight bitches. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
So, you know, during that time, you know what I'm saying, it became a casual thing because I never want to let nobody until I got my kids back type shit. Mm-hmm. But as I got older and I realized that I didn't like fucking multiple women and really, you know, I mean, I can be devilish and just be like, well, fuck it, dude. You know what I'm saying? But just fucking casually ain't the same as fucking when you love somebody.
Yeah, agreed.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, pop, 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 all right. I'll let me, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? But when you love
somebody. I know women can do it too, because look at the sex industry. Porn stars, women be out here getting gang banged and everything. You ain't going to tell me she loved Tom, Dick, Harry, Michael, John, and everybody else that was there. I'm sorry.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
And I'm like, man, you know, keep those same women in the industry, but swear women can't be that way. When women can be, apparently they can be promiscuous and act a certain way, because I hear men talk about all the time how women use them, manipulate them, like how you say they up and leave with your kids. Because I even got a question, like, do you believe that men have, I know most of the answers to the questions that I ask, however I just want women to hear it from a man's perspective, because I hang around men, I speak to men, and people call me a pick me all the time because I speak from a man point of view as being a woman, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like sometimes it's better to hear from the horse's mouth, because one of my questions was, do you feel like women have more rights than children or within the legal system, which we know they do, even though it's wrong. And I feel like the system has failed a lot of children, because there are a lot of great fathers who would like to be in their child's life, and women do the type of shit that you say. They just, whenever they feel like it, they feel like they don't want to have to deal with him no more. If they feel like, you know what I'm saying, they found somebody else who will be a better father, you know, whatever the case may be, like, they could just up and leave and take your seed and your child, like, you had no say so in the creation of it, but then they still are trying to, you know, put you on child support, which child support is a scam. You know, the government takes 10% of every dollar, and they get more profit than the child do. And the only reason they even hold you a task and accountable is because they make a profit from it. It's not in the best interest of the child. So,
right.
I think about a lot of stuff. I feel the same way about marriage. Marriage is nothing but a tax write-off for the government, you know, for them to tell right. you how much you and your partnership you're getting. I say, if you want to jump the broom, if you want to get married, you want to have rings, you want to have a ceremony, all that, cool, but I feel like everybody should have wills set in place, stocks, bonds, and investments, taking one on vacations and writing them off as business trips, making your kids your employees, you know what I'm saying, and putting money in them and paying them, so that way the money goes back into the family and they billionaires, millionaires, rich, never have to work again in their life before they fucking 18, before they 16, before they 10. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, that's where my mindset is, so I understand, but I'm listening to you. I apologize for cutting you off, but I really do agree with you, and I love to hear men's opinion and hear them speak about, you know, y'all's situations and shit, because y'all really don't get the chance to, or you hear the, you know who you hear a lot? The toxic men on social media who say by the time you're 30 or 40, if you got a child, you low value. You had a Captain Samuel wannabes and the Captain Samuels. The one who got 10 baby mamas, but talking about a woman with 1-2 kids, like she has no value. You take care of none of the kids. But they the ones, you know, them the toxic people who always place at the forefront, because it's entertaining and it's also to keep men and women divided, because that's low-key the agenda right now, and I hate it. The agenda is to keep us divided and separated, to make us hate each other. And population control. They're trying to sterilize us, our kids, and everything else in between. So... but I'm listening. It's crazy out here. Y'all be safe.
And so, like I said, so this is still going on in the mix of our relationship, right? So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in the mix of it, it was just like, I'm still, because I spent the money to teach kids back plenty of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to work like hell too. To keep that up as well as, hold up, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So I'm, you know, out here busting my ass. So that's another thing to our relationship, right? I'm still dealing with that and busting my ass because I got my own crib and all that shit like that. So I'm paying everything plus trying to get my kids back, trying to be, I guess, quote unquote, a good father, right? So. This was in the same time as us in our relationship, as our relationship was going on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, damn. You know, I'm like, well, shit, you know, she calls me every day, you know what I'm saying? You know, we go on regular trips, you know, we basically went to every restaurant in our city. You know, we did all that, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, but her mother is older, right? So she's a little bit, you know, way older, right? You know what I'm saying? So she's a little sick. So I'm like, okay, I'm starting to notice that, you know, she can't really, maybe she can, maybe, you know what I'm saying, because women can be sneaky, you know, in my mind, right? But I was like, you know what I'm saying, all this time that she's done developed to me, you know what I'm saying, I thought she was, you know, you older, she's like close to 40, you know what I'm saying, I don't think you're going to waste so much time.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't even think age really matters at this point. Motherfuckers be taking up air and space still ignorant as fuck. Sorry.
Right, it's true.
Personal experience, but
Nah, it's true, because you know what I'm saying? But I'm just speaking just in terms of like, as I'm thinking through this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what she did do for me, because you know what I'm saying, at the time was, she brought me the family that I never had. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's something I kept noticing out of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just periodically, we're getting closer. You know what I'm saying? Our bond is getting stronger to the point that, like, you know, we open about how much money we make. You know, we just more open and more open and more open, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we done broke up probably about 3 or 4. I can't say broke up. We stopped talking, though, right?
Yeah.
And she was still making her business and still getting in touch with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, well, you know, okay. You know what I mean? Like, all right. You know what I'm saying? We still would talk, whatever the case is. You know, I went on the road for about 2 years, of like a year and some change. And she would call me like every day while I was on the road. You know, it wasn't like I could do anything for her or anything, but she just called me every day while I was on the road. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I came back home, because I would come home like every other weekend and shit. I come back home and shit, and we still was building, you know, we still, whatever the case was. And I just noticed like, man, we really haven't, because, you know, I still dated other women in the mixing and shit. And everybody, even with kids and stuff, they would have time to be able to come to the crib and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, like, you know what I'm saying? And I kept noticing it, like, this girl is home every day with her child. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like every day she ain't buying no babysitters. She ain't got no homegirl that's going, you know, the most is going to be her mama. And 9 or 10, you know what I mean, for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's during the time she at work. And I was just like, what is he doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, because I know she know that, you know, I ain't your homeboy, right? I mean, she don't talk to me like I'm a homeboy, nothing like that, because she ain't talking to me about no nigga that she fucking with, right? You know what I'm saying?
Facts. That's also another way that you can tell if she your homie or not, because I definitely tell my homies my business. Like, listen, I feel like sometimes your male homies give you some of the best advice, G. I swear, like... Cause like if I feel like it's like if say for instance I said like this nigga being weird, I think he would, because sometimes people say I act like a guy or I have male logic, which I understand, but no I don't, because I know I'm a woman overall and I'm very feminine, very in touch with my femininity. However, like if I feel like you do some weird side shit, like I said, if this nigga ain't never talked to me in the house for instance, right? Like you always talk to me when you're in the car or on the phone. You get off the phone before you want to, like he might be married or something. Like he give me weird vibes. I'm gonna block him. My homies be like, hell yeah. A bitch would be like, girl, he probably not married. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just a coincidence. No, it's not no coincidence, bitch. It's a pattern. Like y'all delusional. Like sometimes I feel like people set themselves up for failure. I'm not taking no chances. Like, and I feel like married men be the ones who are further pursue you the hardest. You like, I kid you not. Like, well, a motherfucker who say he do truck driving or construction work, I'm like, that's an easy cover up. You know what I'm saying? To cheat because you're gone for long periods of time, and it's just like a motherfucker could be a whole side piece, G, and you won't even know it because a motherfucker lies to you. Because I'm direct. I ask motherfuckers, are you married? And nigga be like, why would you ask me that? Why would I talk to you if I was married? Why the fuck you just gonna say yes or no? It's the same as asking you single, bitch. The fact that you're so defensive makes me think that you are. Like, I mean, I don't know, because I get it, but because I feel like marriage is sacred. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. If people dating or in relationships, I still respect people's relationships, but you know, some people, it's kinks out here. So like, if you're in an open relationship and you like to share your partner, like reverse cockholes, that's a whole nother story for another day. But you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as cheating on a partner who is unknown, I just never would involve myself in something like that, because I respect relationships as well as marriage. I think of what you put out is what you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless. But, yeah. But yeah, that she probably not. If she wasn't telling you about people she was fucking with, that wasn't your homie. Because I definitely tell my homies my business. Listen, I'd be like, bro, I said, I keep on going.
For 5 years straight, she never ever been like, and I got homegirls too.
Yeah.
They used to be like, shit, I'm about to go give me some dick or some shit, or whatever the case they may say, whatever. And I'd be like, oh, shit, you know. You know what I'm saying? Even the, from the, you know, any type of homegirl type of situation, they never been like, you know. But with her, she never, she'll tell me about somebody else shit, but she ain't never been like, you know, talk to me like if I was a homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit, she ain't never told you about nothing she had going on, really nobody in her past like that. Like a,
I mean, she talked about like her baby daddy and, you know, been done wrong type shit, but as in like, oh yeah, you know, it's this nigga, he trying to talk to me. Oh, no, she tell me that, but like,
but not she's like, not telling you she's actively speaking or messing with somebody else type shit, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
like, she might tell you about shit from her past encounters, but it's never like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to so-and-so, or I'm interested in this person, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, because I promise you, my homies know my business. They know when I cut them off, too, shit. So, you know, you ain't going to hear about nobody. Like, I'm about to cut everybody off. You ain't going to hear shit. Don't ask me shit. Got nothing to tell you, okay?
She come to me like she's my old lady, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's more about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, and I was like, you know, and I thought that was interesting. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But I also knew how our relationship was, as in like this time things, like it was like these slow processes, but it kept becoming more. You know what I'm saying? You be like, you know what I'm saying? Be like, damn, this like, but then she do some shit that just be like, well, damn, that's more than what you did, you know, before, you know what I mean? But it'd be like in like every 6 months I get more love type shit, you know what I mean? Like every 6 months I get like a more of a different energy. Like, so if it wasn't her telling me, you know, things about her paycheck to the next 6 months, you know, now I know how much she made that, you know, this week, you know what I mean? Type shit. So, as time go on, you know what I'm saying, you know, like, it would just be like, damn, our relationship would just get stronger and stronger, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, we wasn't together. But I know I talked to her for like 300, how many days in a year, 365?
Yes, sir.
Well, shit, I know I talked to her for at least 350. No, at least 345 days out the whole year. Tight shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just going through with the emotions of where the case is. And I'm like, but damn, I'm like, we ain't fuck. So I know you fucking somebody else.
You don't know like, that. Like, you do not know that. I can't stand y'all. I can't stand. Dudes really feel like females can't go without sex. I'm like, damn near a year in, bro.
You know, but this is my mind playing tricks on me. I don't know, maybe it's true or something. You know,
y'all I'll be tripping, bro, because I'm damn near a year in. For real, I literally cut off everybody because I'm a backtrack queen, okay? I hated to add my body counts. I would just always go back to an ex or something, somebody I was comfortable with. But now I'm just like, that's a waste of time. As I'm reopening soul ties, it was feeling dead. We didn't work out, so I shouldn't even be giving myself to them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, no, some of us literally just choose to not have sex, bro, because, and I don't want to be a baby mama, gee, I'm damn near 30 and not a baby mama, and I've never had abortion a day in my life, okay? Like,
right.
I don't believe in abortions, but I also don't want to create a broken home, so I take precautions on, you know what I'm saying, either not having sex, not doing casual sex, and also, you know what I'm saying, if I ever do backtrack, which I haven't, because I'm damn near blocked everybody, if I haven't blocked everybody already, ain't nobody touched me and I'm not interested. So I will always protect myself. You know what I'm saying? So right. I personally don't, I can't always agree with that, G. Like, my homies the same way. Like, me and my homies are literally the same. Like, we thuggish ass females. Like, we real feminine tomboys, okay? Like, right. we be out here calling each other bros and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and hate that for some reason. I'm like, would you rather call each other bro or bitches, okay? Like, I don't know. Y'all hate when we call each other bitch. But if you call each other bro, that's so manly. Sir, pick it up. Sis, I say sis sometimes, but bro sounds so much better, and I low-key think it's because I got male homies. Like, I be like, bro, like, who are you talking to, bro? So it's not always right. The case with us, G. Like, some of us really, we don't, you know what I'm saying, we don't be out here, G, we be to ourselves, and then you gotta understand, it's dangerous being a woman. Like, motherfuckers, you go see somebody and try to go hook up and have sex, you might not come back. At least that's what I believe. I watch too much true crime, but you know, that's just me.
Right, that's facts. You know what I'm saying? But in my mind, I'm like,
I think it's a man thing though, because you're not the only man I've heard say that. A lot of my homies feel this way, G. A lot of
my homies feel like that. Right, like yo, I ain't hit this shit in that. But what's crazy, she would still be committed to me, right? You know how I know she was still committed? You know, we even went through ups and downs together, right? To the point, like, you know, having money, not having money, having money together. Like, all this stuff was building in the mix of this, right? So it's like, you know, like, we done went through ups and downs. She never called me and was like, hey, can you help me pay my rent? Or...
You over there chiefing?
Not yet, but shit, I'm about to.
I'm like, it sound like
a call me like that.
But it's not like a regular call. That's not like you hit one a little bit too hard.
Hell no, I ain't even smoking that. I think I was drinking something, that choke.
Oh, someone down the wrong pipe. Okay, I'm sure. I'm like, that sound like you hit something too hard, maybe you hit something down the wrong pipe, but that was a little hard choke. That was like a.
Right. right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. So in the mix of that, right? So during time go on, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I kept noticing, like, you know, we would do a lot together. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was still a thing to be like, yo, something not adding up. But it was like, but it would be nothing to kind of like be suspicious neither. It'd be like something not adding up, but it's like, besides the fact that either y'all can't afford to stay where y'all stay at, and you and your mother not getting along, but you don't want to put me in y'all business, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, everything is going on. I know everything going on now, but, you know, back then it was kind of like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I done told her plenty of time, like, yo, you got somebody else, go ahead. Yeah, we don't gotta talk. You know what I'm saying? But
you don't compete. You like, don't compare. Either you want me and I want you, or you go be with who you want to be with.
And then she be like, "Well, I told you I ain't want." You know, this should be like, "I told you I ain't want no relationship." I'm like, "I ain't saying about a relationship, but you still coming back though." I'm like, she was still to call me the next morning. Like we ain't just sit here. I ain't just told her. Like, we ain't gotta do this. You know what I'm saying? Hey, go on about your business, be happy. You know what I'm saying? But she still was calling me like, where the case is. And, you know, we still talk, whatever the case is, because, like I said, you know, when it comes to her, like I said, you know, it was like this family thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, we always felt good together, type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And
for
I know, sure. Like, so, you know, time go on. Like I said, we still, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, to the point that we got a doll together. Mm-hmm. And we the dog parents, you know what I mean?
That's crazy, because I promise you, who take the dog when y'all break up? Because I'm taking my damn pets, okay? It's my baby. You gonna let the dog choose. Put the dog in the center and let them run to whoever they want, and that's the parent.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, the dog goes with her for the most part, you know what I'm saying? We the dog parent, because she bought the dog, so I ain't. We got another dog I bought.
I feel like
she bought
it. If I bought it, it's mine. I take it back. Unless I bought it for you, then I'm not gonna take something back that I gave you already.
So it was like, you know, quote unquote, our child that, you know, I guess,
y'all quote, take unquote, that's y'all responsibility. Some of y'all got in common, something that y'all both agreed to, you know, have and take care of type shit. Understandable.
Yeah. So, you know, and I was like, but we'll have these situations where, like right now, like, I don't know if her phone off, because, like, right now, and she's going through a downtown right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, I'm not a part of her life as much as I was before, right?
Right.
Because I'm not driving right this moment or nothing like that. So we both been, you know, both in our own bags.
You know, rich broke people, you feel me? Y'all got money, y'all ain't touch shit. We all go through our little broke patches.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But this the first time that we both kind of like been down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm not for so down, but I'm not as up as I was at the time. Just watching our relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been super up. COVID hit, we went through the struggle. We basically been going through all this shit, and it never like broke us down to the point like, you know what I mean? We don't argue or nothing like that, where the case is, but we just noticed that, you know, we can go through hard times and good times together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, which y'all should. That's what's needed to see in a person. It's good to go through those trials and tribulations so that when shit do hit the ceiling or the fan, if y'all are both up together, you ain't got to worry about this motherfucker running out on you. Like, you know their character, how they coming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, very much, I think it's necessary. But, you know, nowadays, motherfuckers trying to get into shit already ready, trying to leech off somebody else, trying to take
care of. As much as I think that she was fucking somebody else, she have never called me and been like, you know, hey, give me some money. You know what I'm saying? Or, well, I'm like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? You know, tight shit. And I always thought it was interesting because, you know, most females at this point, they want something funny. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, even at the time, you know what I'm saying? She ain't, you know, ask me like, you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Even though we are there for each other, but just in the same sense, it was like,
you don't always have to be there financially, though. That mental and emotional support, shit, sometimes even physical, if a person ain't able to, you know, take care of themselves, that shit is appreciated. We got different folks for different things in our life, you know? So,
and then,
so
as time go on, you know what I'm saying, we start talking again. We stopped talking again. You know what I'm saying? Tight shit. Because my thing was, she's like, you could hear her say some shit that mean, like, you could she'll say some shit that you'd be like, okay, I know you love me, but at the same time, she'll say some shit like, like, I'm telling like some wishy washy shit, right? She'd be like, I'm going to stay in North Carolina because it's warm, right? And then maybe tomorrow, no, maybe like a week later or some shit like that, she'd be like, well, I'm going to move to Tennessee with my sister. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, damn, you going to leave me? Like, at one point, you say you're going to stay here because it's warm tonight. You're talking about you want to go on the stage with sister now. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be picking up and moving. She was like, well, if you come with us. I'm like, yeah, but I got work to do where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm like, people understand that you just can't pick up your life and pack up because they feel a need to change or the urgency to change. What's for you ain't for everybody, you know?
You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, oh, we should talk about having a house together, and then she talk about having her own house. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, how do you keep what she watching about? I'm like, you know, whatever. I ain't getting into that. But I'm like, one moment you withstand it, you know, we, you know, be around each other to you want to go, you know, move to Tennessee. I don't really think she want to move to Tennessee. I think she only doing that because of her finances. That's her sister house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that situation at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, they are, you know, quote unquote, in a rough patch, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and where she's staying at her age, you know what I'm saying? Plus her living situation. So I was like, you know, and I be torn in between the two because it's like, done put all this time in, and we still don't have, like, and I can say, you know, we still don't, because it's not like I can sit here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
It's breaking up, kind of, sort of.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you better now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm not ready to move your whole fucking family to the house anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, you know, I'm in my mind like, well, you know what I'm saying? You got to make the best decision, whatever the case is. But I'm like, but why are you so committed to calling me and talking to me, being around me every day long, you know, all day long? You know what I'm saying? If you already know what the fuck I'm on, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like you don't know what the fuck I'm on. So, was you trying to work towards that shit? You know what I'm saying? Obviously. You know what I mean? And it is my opinion about shit, because I'm like, I ain't know. Because out of all the women I had, I have never met somebody who was just that committed to me. You know, as well, I can say I ain't had nobody committed to me. I'm going to say somebody that was like, I actually liked them back all the way through life.
They were as consistent, because you say y'all talk 360 days off the year. That's giving consistency for me, and consistency is hard to find.
Charlie, I'm talking about for real. Like, man, I can feel when she. I don't know if it's true or not, but literally, I'm talking about how entwined this shit is. I'm talking about if I feel like she's thinking about me, I can feel it.
Yeah, I kind of figured you was going to say that. Soul ties is real. Hell yeah. Being lovesick is real, G. I learned that when I was young. I was lovesick. I literally went to the hospital. I wasn't eating shit. I was throwing up. I was nauseous. But you better believe, when my man came to see me at the hospital, I was like, oh, I'm all better. Gee, the doctor didn't know what was wrong with me. I'm like, look, my mom was like, oh, you were lovesick. You was lovesick. That's what it was.
I could be sitting here and I could feel when a motherfucker cheating on me.
I remember, listen, every time I got cheated on, I felt it. I felt it in my spirit. I thought I was crazy, but I always got that phone call, like, you know, this is back in the day too, when they like, Merchant, you're not gonna break up with me. Put it on your daddy, put it on your granny, put it on somebody you ain't gonna break up. Like, just tell me you cheated, bitch. Why you want me to put it on somebody dead? You cheated. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, then I had the motherfucker that want to kill herself afterwards. Oh, I can't live without you. Oh, I had a bitch really try to do it to get their stomach pumped. Ah, people crazy out here, G. I'm cool with being alone.
That's why I don't play with that goddamn cheating shit. Cause I'm like, man, you fuck around, go out here and cheat and be crying to the girl. I'm not about to cry back to you. I'm just not gonna do it. You fuck up, then I get it, then I'm out. That's just how I feel about it. Cause like, me personally as a man, like I said, I always wanted a family, but it seemed like, you know, women be wanting you to have a bunch of hoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why that's true.
That's
but
crazy. This generation is toxic, G. This generation
they want you, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to know they
may not. I can't even argue with you. I've heard and seen some stupid shit. Like, bitches, I only fuck with niggas that be bitches and tote guns and wild shit, G. I've seen some shit and I just be like, I hate you. I fucking hate you real bad. Like, why I get the niggas you want and you get the ones I want? It makes sense. They need to find me before they find you, because you finna break that man. You finna break him. I'm trying to love him and you're gonna break him. You finna fuck, you gonna turn him into what you wanted. Like, I've heard so many good guys say that type of shit. Like, yeah, until I start being disrespectful, and I can actually say that from personal experience as well. Like, men like to be disrespectful and belittled by women. Like, I can't go in here and say, oh, you a king, or I see greatness in you, or I love you, or I'm like, motherfucker, like, nah, nigga, I hate the word nigga. I really want to remove it from my vocabulary altogether, and I'm working on that. However, like, it's just so normalized, to be honest with you. People think that shit is okay. That's the regular okie doke, and you know what I'm saying? Really, that's a hate term, and that's where it came from. It's a slur and a slander. Like, it ain't no way that you could change something that was made to be hateful into something beautiful. And that's the same way I low-key feel about these pagan-ass sacrificial holidays. Like, they all eat.
That's how I feel about what women, when they call each other bitches. I be like, man.
Yeah. I ain't got... That's why I be like, y'all, man, we call each other bro. I mean, we know we not men, clearly. Like, bro.
I got baby pictures. As long as I have baby pictures, okay? Ain't no questions. Like, okay, I know we live in a different world now, but I have baby pictures as well. As I said, these titties hang, and I got veins in them. We know they're not fake. I'm just saying, you can't buy this fat. You can't buy this type of fat, okay? I'm just saying. And if I was gonna buy something this heavy, I was not gonna have it just hanging. I'm just gonna be bald, sitting up. I ain't going under the knife though, to, you know, some shit I could do at the gym. I never understood why people put their life in jeopardy.
No, you got the patience to do this.
Well, you could just go to the gym.
I realize too, as you get older, your body ain't the same when you were younger. So if you wait too damn late, they can't go out there and run them. When I was driving a cab and I wasn't like running around and walking like I was before. Man, it hurt it to walk a certain amount of time. Like, I swear to God, that shit did. It felt like, my God, I ain't used my muscles in years. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what, see, I do yoga. Like, see, it's funny because I'm fat, but I'm flexible. People always shout to hear that fat people are flexible. And
I actually know most of them will be flexible as hell. You'd be surprised because I done dated, you know, a couple big girls and they be bending over like, like, damn.
Yeah, like people always be shy, but I always do like yoga stretches. I pop my legs. I can still do like full splits. Like I always, you know, do that. And like the thing is, we don't even stretch our muscles anymore. You know what I'm saying? People also don't realize we are made up of like what, 70-80% water. You know, people don't drink enough water. Like it's a lot of things that sometimes play into that. But also usually just a bunch of old muscles that we haven't used. And all it does is you just gotta, you know, take it day by day.
This shit hurt, motherfucker. Before they get past the, cause like think about this right here, like my feet hurt, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say I can't run, but it ain't been so long I could do that shit before I have to really like sit the fuck down and can't walk no more.
Yeah, but like, also you have to limit yourself type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so how old are you?
I'm 32.
Exactly. So I know our metabolism slows down once you hit 30, but it's not depleted once you hit 30. You know what I'm saying? Like, it literally just slows down. However, like, changing
our... I'm going to add to what you're saying. You can finish your thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like what you were saying, not using it. But, like, mm-hmm. I was driving cabs for 5 years. I probably didn't walk that much. You know, the most I'm walking to is to the kitchen. You know, to the car.
He said,
if I go out and start walking, you know, somebody will call me for a ride. You know what I'm saying? So I be done got like one lap, maybe a half a lap, and we have to cross, you know, shoot to the car. So
yeah, but also it's about we make time for what we want, though. Like, you got to understand that, like, if it's something that's really you feel strongly about, unless, because I understand life lights. Like, I will never disregard that. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand we got bills to pay. We got regularly scheduled programs, shit. Sometimes the pressure hit people. You be going through it and you feel unmotivated. However, I feel like mental is definitely a big thing too.
Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Hold tight, baby, let me run it fucking up. I'm getting to the cash, nigga, don't give a fuck. Talk shit, little bitch, you better man up. Man up, little nigga, we can get it going. Up in the kitchen, doing pops like it's in the dishes. I really play with these niggas, cut it fucking fake. I'm getting to this fucking cash like it's fucking cake. Cutting that bitch every day, don't give a fuck about what you say. Nigga wanna talk, bitch, why we punch that bitch up in the face? Getting high to school, so spin and win, nigga, don't play with me. If you wanna get it, little nigga, we can go get it. Dunk on a nigga like Blake Griffin, can we go get it? If that nigga wanna talk that little shit, we can go and get it. 38 with the fucking bands, nigga, don't give a fuck. Nigga wanna talk, little ass nigga, better man up. Back up in the hood, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Hold tight, baby, let me run it fucking up. I'm getting to the cash, nigga, don't give a fuck. Talk shit, little bitch, you better man up. Back up in the hood, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Hold tight, baby, let me run it fucking up. I'm getting to the cash, nigga, don't give a fuck. Talk shit, little bitch, you better man up.